Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival.
I'm here with Alejandro Fernandez Almendres, the director of Ha, the play.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is in the section dedicated to the Torino Film Lab because it's a project, it's a co-production project that was developed through the Torino Film Lab, and it was made thanks to the Torino Film Lab. I wanted to ask you, before talking about the film, I wanted to ask you about your experience with the Torino Film Lab.
Yeah, our experience was a little bit different. I mean, the movie was awarded the Audience Design Award, which is in the latest stage of the movie, when the movie's done, basically. They support you in a way, how you're going to reach a bigger market, how you're going to market the movie, how you're going to try to position the movie in this crowded marketplace of movies of today.
Yeah. And because your film is a kind of peculiar film, to market, because it's a four-third black and white film about a stage play.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is, not exactly, on paper at least, very cinematographic, but it is at the end. So how did you work on the creation of the film, basically?
This movie was... It's an ave raris, you know. It's a movie that began as a family idea. Let's say, we're supposed to work with some people of the family of my wife. You know, we have a little kid. She's Czech, and so I've been traveling to Czech Republic a lot, twice, three times a year for the last 2 or 3 years. So it's been a process to getting to know the culture, to interact with the people. And at some moment I decided to make a movie about, the things that I've done, seen there, and a movie that is at the same time very autobiographical. So I decided to make it in a way that it, for me, is like classic of the way that movies were made in Czech Republic. I mean, throughout the whole world in the 60s, 4x3, very limited camera movements, kind of very human in a way experience, very emotionally intense. So it's a movie like the movies that I grew up when I was in my formative years as a filmmaker, I was watching. So it's a movie that's an homage to the movies of the 60s.
And it's a movie about theater because, the main character is putting up a theater production of The Politics of Euripides.
Yeah.
But something goes wrong.
Yeah, everything goes wrong.
Everything actually knows something. And basically all his world crumbles around this idea that he had work-wise. So how do you... Where did you get this idea? The story, the plot.
The plot is basically. I don't know. I wanted also to make it like a kind of reflection of the movie itself, it's a mirror. It's a mirror game, So in one hand we have the director, which would be me, and it would be his personal problems that would be mine, And at the same time, it's the movie, it's the play, which it would be the movie, There are many moments during the movie where they talk about the play and they say, this is very old fashioned. This is I don't know how people are going to react to it, And he's, dog-headedly directing into the, I'm going to make this movie. I'm going to make this play, which is me saying I'm going to make this movie, whatever. Doesn't matter what's going to happen, And then because it's also a kind of thing that I think is the natural drive when you make a movie. There's a point. I mean, this is my sixth feature film. And at this point, in my career, you face a question, you're gonna continue making the same thing that's been working for you, or you're gonna try something new. And I decided to try something very new, very challenging in a lot of ways.
Because challenges are more exciting.
More
also creative.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I will go back to the movies that I was making before.
Why? Because this was difficult.
It was very difficult. It was very difficult, and there were not the things that we were really expecting. Not artistically, but it's very difficult to position a movie like this in the market. It's very difficult to understand, for instance, the Czech, why is a Chilean making a movie for the Chileans? It's very difficult to understand for everybody, at this point, I already travel this festival circuit, so to have a movie like this is very disconcerting for many people. But in the other hand, it was very refreshing to be able to do something like this, you know, like with little money, little time, you know, and to be able to talk about things that otherwise I wouldn't have talked about, you know, like, which is a very personal film. It's probably my most personal film made in a context that is completely foreign to me, so...
Which is a good achievement at the end.
Yeah,
I wanted to just ask you just to close. You say that the participation of the Torino Film Lab was through the Audience Design Award. How does it work? I mean, how was helpful for you in which way?
No, I mean it was very helpful because it allowed us to. We had the movie completed, you know, like, but we still were working in the post production process. So this one helps, you know, like, to kind of close some gaps and also try to, you know, like, to steer the promotion of the film into a direction that we thought it would be, you know, like, good for it. You know, like, that it was that at the end it proves to be much better than without it. You know, because otherwise it's very difficult to approach a movie like this, you know, because this was really like a super, super small project, you know. It's like, for instance, I compare it to, you know, like you play with a band, so you play with a lot of instruments, you know, a lot of cables, you put a lot of things, and this was me or a guitar in a bar, you know, like to find that bar, it was the place, the thing where the award helped us, you know, like to say, this is where you should go and play, you know, forget the big stage, you know, you focus on this. And that was something that you sometimes need the help to put the elements on place for that to be possible.
Yeah, from the outside.
You're from exactly.
Because from the inside, you cannot see them.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Well. Thanks a lot to Alejandro Fernandez Almendros, director of Ha! The Play from the Torino Film Lab. I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.